Hey everybody, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast. This is volume number 30. Last time I discussed the Dim Mach project, and I'm going to do so again today. Upon recording of this, the Dim Mach project ebook has become available, finally. Makes me very happy to have that one off my plate. However, I have dedicated myself to some more here. Now you'll notice, as you're on this site, that if you look up in the menus, you will see the Dim Mach Project Novice course up there. By this time, you might even see the intermediate or advanced courses, depending on where you are actually sitting in your time in our memberships. I was actually asked if I was going to do some type of a course in Dim Mach by a few of my senior students in Canada. And I thought about it seriously for a little while, and then I did a poll, which is a pretty good chance that you saw, and I just asked the question, if I created any kind of a Dim Mach course, would you take it? Yes, no, or only if it's free? I was shocked at the response, actually, because it was well above 90% that said yes, they would be interested in it. I was also shocked at the number of people, as of this recording, who took the survey. Because, I use SurveyMonkey for doing it. It's difficult to get people to take surveys. I know I hate the things. The program that I use for emails is called AWeber. And I did a survey as to whether or not I would recommend AWeber to my friends. Now, you know, I took it because it was a one-question survey. Well, a two-question survey, because they wanted to know the reason why you gave the rating that you gave. Well, I've seen that thing pop up now at least 10 times after I did it. So, you know, eventually I'm going to do it and say, you know, I've seen this survey 10 times, make it go away. Because they're a pain in the neck, so I don't really push surveys hard. If people are interested in doing them, they are. That's one of the reasons it was a one-question survey. But the response was overwhelming. There were a couple of people, of course, who one person said no as of this, and I know who that actually is because he had he wrote me afterwards and said, you know, no disrespect, but you don't own the lineage, so the answer is no, and that's cool. That's cool. I never claimed the lineage. I never claimed anything, actually. But the number of people that said yes if it was for free were actually only like two or three people, which surprised me, because you get a lot of that, you know, no matter what you do. I know running a dojo, for all the years I've had, actually, when we started out in 2000, we were $33 a month. And that was because I had no control over that because of the facility I was using. And when I went up to 40, the complaining, oh my God, you know, you think I was asking for them to sacrifice their firstborn. And then in 2008, when we tore over top of the $100 mark, in fact, we were $170, I got very few complaints. So the actual truth is that the cheaper you make something, the more people bitch about it. But the Dim Mach Project course is going to be a lot of fun. The first one, the Novice course, is going to be 90 days long. And then from there, you can decide if you wish to do the Intermediate. And then after that, the Advanced. There are going to be a specific duration, not like the Gold program is, which is more or less ongoing, because there's an awful lot I can cover. I may actually rethink that wheel at some particular point in time and have people re-enroll for different levels of it, but not at the moment. But anyways, if it's something that interests you, go up to the left, it's right beside the affiliates link up there, give it a click, and if you feel like jumping in, let me know. Anyways, guys, have yourselves a great day, and we will see you in the next podcast. Have a great one.